Hello, good people of the internet. Eric Henderson here with Three Course Comedy, coming at you with what we like to call a little vittle, bite-sized highlight, in which Adrian Mesa got to sit down with comedian, improviser James Adomian recently and have a little discussion about food conspiracies. And don't forget to check out the next Three Course Comedy show on June 27th at the Deer Pile above Studio City at 8 p.m. And then also highly recommend, if you have the opportunity to see James Adomian perform live. For more information on that, of course, you can go to his website, jamesadomian.com, check out his tour dates. So without further ado, I present to you, Little Vittle, Food Conspiracies.
Jesse the Body Ventura, are there any food conspiracies?
Wait a minute, I want to stop you right there, Adrian. How do you know I'm the body?
Just did a quick...
I'm the mind.
You're the mind, I'm sorry.
Jesse the Mind Ventura. Jesse the Body Ventura was a former incarnation. I've evolved. Are you familiar with the life cycle of a moth?
No, I'm not.
I once was a caterpillar, and then I entered a papoose.
Papoose, is it?
What are they called?
The cocoon.
A cocoon. Well, it was a native cocoon, so yes, it was a papuka cocoon. And now I'm a beautiful moth.
So, Mr. Ventura.
Yep.
I would love Governor. To pick your brain. Governor, I'm sorry. Governor Ventura. I'd love to pick your brain about any food conspiracies out there. Like, for example, do you know what's inside of a Twinkie?
I can tell you I've investigated. I sat down with Chef Boyardee. There's things he's not allowed to talk about. Some of the off-menu items will blow your mind.
Oh, I'd love to hear an exposition.
What's inside of a Twinkie is Monsanto. Are you familiar with genetically modified organisms?
GMOs, yes, I've heard of this.
The acronym covers up some of the life-threatening crimes. It's genetically modified.
What kind of things are they modifying?
Well, they're taking a piece of corn, and they're stripping of it of its corn DNA, and they're putting in human skin.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not... Wow, this is...
Yep, I talked to Alex Jones. He has documents. If you see documents, it's true.
I did not... Human... So they're grafting human skin into the corn. Oh, my God.
Yep.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure, huh?
I bit into an ear of corn, and it... I could taste the earwax.
No!
Yep.
Food is changing, isn't it?
Food is changing. Why would you need anything... besides a simple meal that came out of the ground, that evolved with our species, that you're able to convert into sugars to go about your daily life with an energy. Why would we need to mess with something like food that's always been there? I think that's what we need to ask Monsanto.
It's true. And who is Monsanto?
Monsanto is an evil supervillain.
I've heard of this.
He has two monocles. He lives in a compound.
Right.
It's a madman's greenhouse. I've been there. I fought him. We won the battle, but the war's not over.
Well, thank you for cracking this. This is really just new information to me. I did not know about Monsanto.
Next time we'll get into blue cheese.
Oh no!
You have no idea where it comes down on the color spectrum. Do you hear me? Am I making myself clear? Ranch dressing.
Yes.
Is a conspiracy.
Wow.
Yep. It goes all the way back. It goes all the way back to Zachary Taylor. I sat down and read the documents. Hill Valley? I'm not buying it.
Wow. Jesse.
Paul Newman is a notorious Freemason.
Is that true?
Yep.
That's true.
Paul Newman, the dressing man. Wow. We're
Let me ask you one more thing, Andre the Giant.
His name's Adrian.
Why are you telling me what his name is? Sitting there like that rowdy Roddy Piper. You think I'm not prepared for this? I declare a food fight.
Fucking awesome, man. Thank you so much, dude.